Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Things everyone wants more. All we can do is wait for season 4. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book in what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club. Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club.
People of the internet, welcome back to another cute episode of the Stranger Danger Book Club, where this time, as you noticed, it's not as long as when I actually have to read an actual novel. The Slowest Reader in America is back, and this time I'm here to talk about Stranger Danger Into the Fire, which of course is a classic Dawkins song. Look it up on YouTube, kids. This is another comic book series, a 4-issue miniseries of Stranger Things, again written by Jody Hauser. This time the art is by Ryan Kelly, inks by LeBeau L. Underwood. Hope I said that right. Colored by Triona Farrell, and the covers are by Victor Kalvachev. You can see I didn't proofread and tried to pronounce these words before starting the episode. Folks, this is an episode, this comic book, I bought the trade, so it's all the issues in one. This is the third series of Stranger Things. This one has Callie on the cover, okay? But don't let that make you think that this is a comic book about Callie, because it is not. I really enjoyed this, but making her the main face of the cover of the trade is a little disingenuous. I'll just say that. She's in the book. She's in the book. And we are going to spoil things. So I hope you have read it. It is available on Comixology. I think it's still only $5.99. That's American dollars. So if you have a chance to read it, I do suggest it. And especially if you've read the other two. Now, the first series was really just, hey, let's tell the story of Will. While everything's going on in season one, let's tell the story of Will. Then the second series was, let's tell a story of some other kids in the Hawkins Laboratory. Other kids that are under Dr. Brenner's, in his midst, in his experiments. And based on the cover of this book, I thought, okay, now we're going to kind of get more into the story of Callie. She is just a supporting player in this. In fact, this series is a direct sequel to the last series, to Six. Now, if you've read Six, this will make sense. If you haven't read Six, don't read this, because you have to. It is literally a direct sequel, and it took me a moment to realize that. If you read Six, Six is about a young woman who's brought into the laboratory, and then she helps a couple people break out. She helps a young girl and a teenage boy, even though the teenage boy actually recruited her in the first place. And then she gets killed in the process. One of the girls ends up leaving her twin sister behind because her twin sister, who has the power of fire, is Six believes that this girl is dead and there's nothing they can do. So they leave her behind. And this series picks up years later. So the boy is now a young man, and the girl is now a teenager. So I guess the boy is probably in his 20s. And we see them living in Boston. I had no idea what the hell was going on. I didn't remember the names. I'm terrible with names. So I didn't remember the name of this girl is the same girl from the last one. I actually went back and looked at the last one. I said, oh, that's right. And they showed some flashbacks also. They're living in Boston, but she comes home and her quote-unquote brother says, we need to leave. And they're like, we just got used to being here. It's like, sorry, you can't get used to it. I've got a lead on some others. Now, throughout this book, he seems to be getting tips from someone. I'm not wrong that they never say who he's getting tips from, right? Like, we don't know what that is. So are we going to get another series? I hope we get another series. This actually came out just over the summer. This came out in 2020. So it's fairly new, June or July 2020. So I hope they keep going, because this is a nice, if you're a fan of Walking Dead, then this Fear of the Walking Dead, kind of, you know, two different stories going on in the same world. This can happen. This over here, the story can continue, and it has no basis on our story, our main story, our Netflix TV show story. So I hope that they continue doing this, because that mystery of who is helping this kid, this young guy, helping them find people, I feel like that was left up in the air. And if I'm wrong, you know, that's just me and my reading comprehension gone amok. But they leave, and they're looking for, they were told to go to the specific spot, and that's when they run into Callie and her crew. They run into 8 and her crew, because they start finding out about someone who made people see things and then disappear. And then they go to a police station, and this kid has the power to kind of talk you into doing anything. So he uses that for them to read their records and and he says he's a reporter, so that he can read their police reports and find out who some of these killings going on. And at the same time, they find out that some police officers are saying they're seeing things that aren't actually there. They end up tracking down Callie and her crew, and they connect, and Callie thinks this is the other girl. So she freaks out and sends them all into this like mystery world, like this fantasy world. And she's like, I'm trying not to get burnt. She goes, that's not me. That's my sister. She goes, but my sister's dead. And she's like, no, she's not. When you people left, you people left us behind. Your sister's very much alive, and you left, and you never came back. So Callie was younger. She was probably older than she was in the Suspicious Minds book, but she was a couple years younger. 11 was already there. There was a part in 6 where a woman came in with a gun trying to break 11 out, a Jane, as they call her. Also, in this book, in this comic series, they explain that that was actually 11's mother, who, for some reason, I read Terry Ives. I was like, I can't remember her name. They never said her name, but they said that that was Jane 11's mother, who showed up with a gun at some point. I feel like that was talked about in the show. And you'd think I'm doing a Stranger Things podcast, I would know all these things. But I have to warn you, I have not gone back and watched season 2 since I did the podcast for season 2. So they mentioned that that was Terry Ives in there, and I didn't make that connection the first time around. I should have. A better fan would have. But they're like, you know, you left us behind, and your sister was still there, and she was unstable. So they had Callie, number 8, they had her concocting these fantasies, these things that weren't, these illusions, and actually made her feel like she was living in a quote-unquote fantasy world where she couldn't hurt, where she was almost like in a fairy tale, where she couldn't hurt anyone and no one could hurt her and she was safe, but she felt captive. The cool thing about this book is that we were going back and forth between the story going on and this young woman in this like fantasy world locked in this prison in this tower, and it's all these high, you know, fairy tale looking concepts, and it's this girl who is trapped in this fantasy, that this illusion that Callie gave her, she is like stuck in there. So that's where she is, but we don't know where she is. So Callie's like, you know, this doctor, you know, they find out that whatever happened to 11, like, oh, we saw her a couple weeks ago. So that's where we are in the timing. This is like probably towards the end of season 2, as far as this story. And they're like, you know, you could help us. They're going around and they're punishing the people who punish them, you know, killing everybody. But they end up giving one of the ID badges to someone who she saw working with this girl, Marcy. Is Marcy and Jamie, I think, are the names? Jamie's the one who's, she said, is still alive. And this is the doctor who worked with her. So they're like, thank you very much. Cool. And that's the last time we see Callie. We don't see her at all again. She's the big face on the cover of this, the trade paperback. Now, my guess is that she is the cover of one of the issues that she was featured in. And they just made that the cover of the trade. That's my guess. So anyway, they end up going to this doctor's house, and he opens the door with a gun. He obviously knows that his colleagues have been getting killed, so he's expecting that he's going to get killed soon too. So he's ready for it, and he answers the door with a gun. They're like, "We're not here to kill you." And the boy uses his like Jedi mind trick power to give them the gun. But then the girl takes the gun and is like, "Where the hell is my sister?" And they end up, you know, she scares the hell out of this doctor, but they don't kill him. And he says, you know, when, you know, at one point Dr. Brenner wanted to stop the experiments for everybody, stop the project, because he found someone who was far, you know, more superior and far, you know, more useful. So basically they're saying once Dr. Brenner found 11, he didn't care about any others. They were all indisposable and disposable, and basically they were going to get killed, probably going to get euthanized. So this doctor who had been working with the girl Jamie, I think it was Jamie, smuggled her out of there and found another hospital where she could be kept safely, no questions asked. So this girl's like, you put her in another hospital and you just dumped her there? She's like, I saved her life. And so then they head over to that hospital. So they head to that hospital. Meantime, we see the girl in the tower, you know, the quote-unquote tower, kind of getting angry and starting to break. And she ends up, she thinks she's escaping this castle. But what she's doing is she starts burning down the hospital. So these two people show up at the hospital while they are while it's burning down. But they track her down in the woods. She thinks they're there to kill her. She thinks it's some weird evil reflection, and that they're there to hurt her. But they end up getting through to her and bringing her and stealing her away. And so this girl ends up being safe at the end. And then the boy, the young man, they're at a hotel, and you think, well, I'm thinking, well, now we're going to find out who he was talking to. But instead, he goes back to this doctor's house and gives him back his gun and yells at him and says, you're garbage. You're going to think you're the worst person ever. You're never going to, you know, you're the worst, and you're never going to be able to forgive yourself. And this is your gun. You know what to do with it. And as he walks out of the house, he hears a bang. So he basically, you know, glamored this guy, for lack of a better word, to kill himself. And this guy was already pretty pitiful as it is, but you're just like, oh, that was brutal. So that's how the episode, that's how the issue ended. That's how the trade ended. I feel like I might be skimming over stuff, but it was, you know, pretty short and sweet. We get the people from Callie and her crew. We get them a little bit, you know, but they're just minor parts in one issue. But I enjoyed this because it continued this story. I enjoyed it because it brushed up against our main Stranger Things story. And I enjoyed the high concept fantasy illusion this girl was stuck in. I liked the juxtaposition, I believe is a very fancy word, that showed her there, even though she wasn't really there, bouncing back and forth between those kind of the reality, her reality, and the real story, the real thing that was going on in the world. I don't know if this is the logical conclusion to these books or if they keep going. I hope they keep going. Because then even when Stranger Things 4 is back, if these things come out, we'll have, you know, time to do a book club. We have to. I mean, the book club doesn't die. The book club never dies. But the book club is taking a break. And I'm going to tell you why. So I think I'm done as far as talking about Into the Fire. I'm sure I skimmed over things, and but I feel like I've covered just about everything. I definitely recommend this. I think I think I like this more than I like 6, which is crazy, because it's the same story. Well, it's not the same story, but it's a continuation of the same story. But I don't know. I just enjoyed it, and I hope there's more. I hope there's more coming. I see now if this is what the author had planned out from the beginning of 6 through Into the Fire. I see this, the thread. Is that what it's called? The story thread? And I'm excited to hopefully see more. But this is where I'm taking a little bit of a break. Now, maybe it's not as long as a break as you think, because by the power of the internet, I'm actually going to give you a little secret. I'm recording this the night before Thanksgiving, okay? And we just put out an episode a few days ago. So I'm holding off, putting this out, spreading it out a little bit, you know? Trying to be like, oh, where is it? Hey, there's a new one. Because if I do 2 right in a row, then it's really going to feel like a long time by the time I read Runaway Max. But there's a little book in the meantime that I am dying to read, and I started today, and it's called Ready Player 2. I don't know if you've read Ready Player 1, but I love that book, and I'm excited to read Ready Player 2. I've seen a couple headlines that say they gave it negative reviews, but I'm so sick of quote-unquote internet news and their headlines, and I really don't value their opinions. So I'm going in enjoying the author. So I'm going to enjoy the book. Guess what? I'm going to enjoy it even before I'm reading it. I know I'm going to enjoy it, and nothing's going to stop me. And the only thing that stops me is the fact that I'm a slow reader. But by the time you hear this, I'm already a week or two into the book. So maybe I'm really far along. I don't know. After I finish Ready Player 2, I'm jumping back into the book club and going to read Runaway Max. And then I will be back with a new episode of the Stranger Danger Book Club. But that doesn't mean you won't hear from me in the meantime. We'll just say that. I think I'm done. I think I've covered everything. I want to thank you guys for listening and subscribing and sticking with me. Even with the long, terrible hiatus that I took. If I believe the Anchor listener numbers, we're over me. I say we because it's you and me. There's no show without you guys. Just me talking into my tape recorder like I was, back in the 80s. Without you guys, there's no show. And I've passed over 70,000 listens, which is super rad to keep it in the 80s. And I just can't thank you enough. It's awesome. I love it. And I love doing the show. And I look forward to continuing. And I look forward to Stranger Things 4. Talking about these books are fun. And expanding the world of the characters and the story and the mythology is fun. But we got to get back to our friends, don't we? That's what it's really all about, right? Anyway, folks, thank you guys for listening and subscribing. I'm on Twitter. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Geek Mentality on Twitter, at Geek Mentality on Instagram. I'm not on that as much. And the show has its own Twitter. It's at Stranger D Pod because Stranger Danger was taken and Stranger Danger Podcast was too long. So check out at Stranger D Pod. Really, it's just tweeting the episodes. So you're subscribed. That's great. But you'll know right away as the tweets go out announcing new episodes. That's all I get. Thank you guys so much. I hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a very safe Thanksgiving. And I hope you enjoy the Christmas season or the holiday season or whatever you celebrate. I hope you enjoy it. And until next time, my friends, remember, reading is fun. Demental.
Fans, not experts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.